Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This is Droops, and today I'm going to be telling you how much I love XFCE. This is a presentation I've given for my local Louisiana Tech Linux Users Group and our local Monroe Linux Users Group. And you can download the presentation if you would like to follow along on the slides at tinyurl.com/3Juliet35QuebecGolf. So I'm going to pretend that you've done that, and let's open up the slides. First, we start with a toothpaste for dinner comic that's ha-ha funny, and I enjoy having a little comic while everything's getting set up. So while I marvel at this humorous comic, you could be downloading those slides right now. Now, like a childhood memory that I have is a Star Wars book that when you had to turn the page, they had a little audio tape with it, and it would play a R2-D2 sound. So when you hear this sound, change the slide. If you hear this sound,
una puta solo,
then Greedo just got shot. Okay. Oh, how I love you, XFCE. Let me count the ways. First off, XFCE is simple. It's small and fast. And it's easy. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is a screenshot of my laptop desktop. That makes sense. My laptop's desktop, running XFCE, doing cool stuff. We're going to get more into that later. Now, the philosophy of XFCE, it's a lightweight desktop environment. Designed for productivity, it executes fast and conserves system resources. And it's modular, it's reusable, it's got full functionality of the desktop environment with all these little packages that they put together. You can pick and choose and make what's best for you. I don't use all of XFCE's tools because I may think something else is better than what comes with XFCE. But as Linux users, we all know we can customize things to our own liking. Okay, a quick history. Started in 97. It was a free Linux clone of CDE. I'm sure you can read this page. And it uses GTK2, so it's kind of dependent on GNOME. So as GNOME grows, so does XFCE. Example, this is what CDE on Solaris looked like back when XFCE was started. And if you look on the lower left, on the little panel down there at the bottom, or the lower right, you can see little arrows pointing up. I think Apple just came out with that feature recently. I forget what it's called. But anyway, something old. This is what KDE looked like at the time. Wow. That was awesome. And just for good measure, GNOME. Remember when you could slide the bottom panel over? You're like, I don't want to see the panel anymore. And it would whoosh to the left or whoosh to the right. Awesome. Like any good desktop environment, it's, you know, got window managers and panels and desktop managers and can handle your printing and things like that. This is the settings manager. All your settings for XFCE are in one convenient little spot. Boom, right there. Everything is arranged very simple, but you can get more in depth with each little tool, and they get better and better as times go by. Here's Window Manager with a different theme and stuff you can change. Okay, here's the Panel Manager. We've got it down there. You can put the panel wherever you want. I actually have two panels, one running at the top, one running at the bottom. The fancy one down there on the bottom holds all my applications that I'm planning on using or I use frequently. It shows, you know, the CPU and the memory and things like that, how much battery life I have, and the time. This is Mousepad. I don't particularly use it. I use GVim. But it's pretty much Notepad. No syntax highlighting, no fancy stuff, and that's actually Notepad running in Wine, so I didn't stoop to the dark side to get that screenshot too badly. This is the XFCE 4 terminal. It's very full featured. It's got tabs and you can switch between them with your keyboard and make things go quickly. I'm an A-term user, but when I really need nice cut and paste, I can use the XFCE terminal. Here's the settings for it. Again, really, really simple, really, really easy, but very in-depth. This is Thuner. It's obviously a file manager. It's really, really fast. It's also really simple. You can't burn CDs from it. And, you know, it doesn't play the videos as thumbnails. But, really, do we need that stuff? I like things fast. This is a fancy feature of Thunar, however you pronounce it, that I enjoy. If I'm going to be going to a directory a lot, and I want to make a little shortcut to it, I just drag that directory over there to the left. And then it's there until I get rid of it. So when I'm working, I can make things a lot easier for myself. This is XF Burn. Obviously it burns CDs. I use, what's it called? It's Brazero instead of this. I don't know why. I haven't used XF Burn in a really long time. And I need to go back to this. Pretty nice. This is Orage. I don't know how to pronounce things. There should be some sort of website like saoss.org or something to help us pronounce things. But it's your clock, calendar, reminder, date keep tracking kind of tool. Ristretto, it's an image viewer. Really quick and dirty. It shows images on the right, and then it, you know, the thumbnails, and then it shows the image. Very fast. Now again, this is my desktop. There's no icons, there's no right click, there's no clutter. If you want icons on the desktop, you can have them. If you want the right click to do stuff, you can make it do that. Awesome. Okay, this is my top panel. I've got a radio listener that I wrote. It's pretty slick, so I have me to listen to NPR. Show desktop button, weather update, volume control, task list shows the tasks in that particular desktop. The pager so I can switch between desktops, system tray for my network, or Pigeon or whatever else, XFC or XChat, and then of course my logout button. This is the weather update. Pretty easy, pretty quick. You just click on it and you have two tabs, summary or forecast. You right click on the icon to set your zip code. This is my radio listener. Really simple. Open up the web page to see what's going to be coming on, play, stop, and close. And I actually wrote this in GTK Dialogue. So that whole little thing is just a bash script with some XML. Actually, mostly XML. This is my bottom panel. The XFCE menu, kind of like the start button in Windows or the K button in KDE. Launchers for my applications. We went over that kind of stuff. To get to the Orage calendar and stuff, you just click on the clock. Okay, so now, like I said, it's based on GTK. So the larger GNOME grows, the bigger XFCE will be. There's only a handful of developers, which means it's not really good for like a corporate environment where you don't want to train everybody and then these guys all decide they're going to do something else. Maybe. But it's really good in the fact that you can get in touch with these people and convince them to add in features. It's a very helpful and active community, easy to customize, and it's fast, fast, fast. Another excellent comic. If you have not downloaded the slides, you probably should. And of course, here's the, I didn't take this screenshot, but it's got all the transparencies and everything, so it's not just plain Jane like mine looks. You can make it kind of cool. And you can do the cube if you really have to. And you can rotate your windows and change them all up so it's harder to read, you know, because that makes you more productive. Okay, contact links, xfce.org. You can go to freedesktop.org/wiki, read all about it, Wikipedia article. I have a Linux users group, and there's xfce-look.org to change things around. My name is Droops. You can contact me on the HPR site or droops@gmail. And that's some stuff about XFCE, and I love it.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.